This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Oil-rich Nigeria, which is Africa's biggest economy, slipped into recession for the second time in 4 years, the National Bureau of Statistics said on Saturday. Q3 2020 real GDP contracted for second consecutive quarter by negative 3.62%, the NBS said in its data for third quarter of this year. Russia on Saturday imposed sanctions on 25 British officials, responding to penalties Britain imposed in July against the same number of Russians over human rights violations. The foreign ministry said in a statement that the move is in response to unfriendly actions by the British authorities. 25 representatives of Great Britain are now banned from entering Russian territory. In July, Britain sanctioned 25 Russian officials for their alleged involvement in the death of Sergei Magnitsky, barring them from traveling to the UK and freezing their British assets. Magnitsky, a tax consultant for British financier William Browder, died in prison of untreated illness in 2009 after accusing Russian officials of a $230 million tax fraud. Russia rejected the claims and convicted him of fraud, having put him on trial posthumously. Russia has been hit with a series of sanctions by Western countries over several disagreements. They include the annexation of the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine in 2014, the alleged interference in elections abroad, and the 2018 poisoning of a former intelligence officer in Britain. And the governor of the U.S. state of Florida, along with the state's top election officials, affirmed results on Friday showing that Joe Biden, projected by VOA to have won the presidential election on November 3rd, won the state of Georgia.